K-Rock 955, it's Tom here, live at Good Things 2024 Flemington Racecourse, and I'm joined by the guys from Sleeping With Sirens. Bit of a moment for me, it's Kellen and Nick. How you going, guys?
We're living.
Going well, yeah. Going very well.
Yeah, awesome, great to have you in the country. What's it like playing a festival for you guys, as opposed to like a closed, smaller, because you've sold out your single gigs, your solo shows. What's it like show-wise and stage performance-wise?
It's nice to play a festival after you've played a couple side shows when you've gotten your chance to like kind of warm up the songs.
Grease the wheels a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, the least favorite thing is flying in and doing a festival just without having to like play in front of a crowd first. It's like so overwhelming. So we've got the set dialed, we're stoked, and it's going to be an awesome day.
Yeah, awesome. Now, you guys have been one of the bands that have consistently released music for sort of the last 15 years or so, and the scene itself, sort of emo, screamo, all this stuff that we sort of have lived for you know, however long, is really making a resurgence. Any ideas why?
I don't know.
Probably because all the other music's boring, dude.
I mean, I think we see cycles in music all the time, you know, and I don't know. I think that emo culture was always kind of discredited and kind of pushed to the side. You know, you think of MySpace and all that stuff, and, you know, I think that what people thought, what culture thought was going to be a fad is something that hasn't died down. I mean, it goes through waves, of course, but I think fortunately for us, kind of ridden through all those different waves and to still be doing this at the level we're doing it, you know, based off of just starting our bands and garages and off the emo culture, like it's insane. You know, there's no answer. I don't know how.
Yeah. It's the energy.
Yeah.
The energy and the vibes.
It's the vibe. I was just going to say it's the vibe of the whole thing. Yeah. That's so good. So you guys have been, you know, playing your classic songs for so long. How do they hit differently now in 2024 compared to maybe 2010?
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to remember what it was like playing them in 2010 other than we didn't really have like in ears and stuff, so it probably sounded whack. Maybe it just sounds better now when we play it, but I think like for us it's cool to see fans that have been listening from the jump who are like coming to shows now and bringing like their kids or like their little brother or sister and stuff, and just being able to like pass it down through the generation has been awesome to see.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. When we were young, Fest has obviously been a phenomenon over the last couple of years. You played this year, you're going back next year. Tell me, backstage, you guys, is it just all like a big reunion and everyone's just hanging out?
Well, you can make a documentary just on spending time backstage when we were young. It is literally just like a reunion where you just see all, you just run into so many people that you've either worked with or toured with, you know, from the Warped Tour days, from, you know, the last few years, whatever it is. And it's just a huge reunion. It's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, you have to make sure you have enough time to go to your green room before you have to warm up and start your set, because you're going to see like 30 people on the way that want to stop and talk to you.
Yeah, but it's cool, but it's fun, you know. Yeah. It's a nice moment for everyone that we've gotten the chance to meet over our careers to be able to just cross paths, even if it's for a minute. Just being able to say hi, like, good to see you. This is amazing. Like, it's great to see you're still here. I don't know. It's just it's a great, great festival with just a fun nature to it.
You guys have just announced that you're going to do a tour with Pierce the Veil as well. You guys have got such history with them as a band. Apart from Pierce the Veil, who would you say are your bros? Like, what are other bands that you maybe keep in contact with outside of music?
Hang out with Caleb from Beartooth all the time.
Yeah, hang out with Caleb. Love the Beartooth dudes. I don't know. Living in LA, I just run into a bunch of people. I don't know. I mean, Pierce are like longtime homies of ours. You know, I mean, we all go way back. They're literally my family. So, like, just it's cool to just, you know, be able to go on tour with a band that we have so much history with. And it's been a decade since we've toured together, so
cool.
That'll be a nice reunion of sorts. You know?
Yeah. Will it be a different vibe though from 10 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, probably not.
Yeah, that's cool.
Probably that's cool. Not. It'll probably be pretty similar.
Yeah, keep it real. That's awesome. All right, so 2022, last new music that we had from Sleeping With Sirens. I know you guys are on
the
road.
Was it 2022?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
It's a couple of years ago now, yeah. So now everyone's like, hey, you guys have been touring for a while. What's going on? Are you heading back to the studio at all? Yeah. Any plans?
It's number eight. You can't rush it. So we're working on music right now. But like we were just talking about it over there. Like I think the most important thing for us is to level up and try to beat everything we've done. When you're pushing out that many records, I think it's important to just kind of like, I don't know, find like a new momentum. And I think for us, like switching up producers this time around, we're like with Will Yip doing a record, and everyone's in a room writing together instead of just like sitting in the captain's chair next to the producer and playing like most of the parts. It's been an awesome experience, and we're all just wanting to put our stamp on it. So
yeah, fantastic.
Yeah,
everything we've got so far, the demos, they sound pretty damn awesome. So we're excited. Very excited.
Oh, I'm excited too, and everyone is super stoked to have you guys in the country. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for coming to Good Things, and thanks for having a chat to us.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. Thank you, guys.